So we have very specific definitions for outbreaks when we're talking about a facility or a defined space. It becomes much more complicated when we're talking about communities. So typically, an outbreak is an increase in the number of cases beyond that which we would expect. A cluster is just a geographic clustering or a geographic increase within an area of cases, sort of a bunching of people together.
Dr. Goodison told me that the 24 cases are from the Nelson local health area. That includes Salmo and other nearby areas. Most of the 24 cases have been linked to the village of Salmo, but aren't all necessarily in Salmo. She also told us more about how this cluster began.
We work on the information that we're given by people we contact, and that information led us to believe that there was a couple of events and locations in the community where a number of people had gathered in and around Halloween time. That was where we identified a lot of connectivity in these cases. I think one of the things that's really great about this is actually looking forward to the great response we've had from the community. People took their own actions and people have reduced their socializing and have followed good COVID practices. And we've really seen a great drop in the number of people who are being infected with COVID in that area.
Mm-hmm. And how does this cluster in Salmo compare to similar communities, perhaps like the cluster that we've seen recently announced in Revelstoke?
I think every cluster is going to have some different things. We saw a significant amount of what we call epi-linkage in this cluster. So that means that we were able to connect person A with person B and person B with person C, D, and E. So we could sort of map it all out for great proportion of the cases. We are still doing our investigation for Revelstoke, so we'll have further information on that. You know, there's different unique aspects to each of these clusters, and we like to investigate them and determine what those are in order to enable us to put in the best protection for the population. Kudos out to the Salmo Village and the surrounding communities for the great response. You know, we see a lot of resilience in our communities, and, you know, this is a great demonstration of what we as communities can do to reduce the spread of COVID.
The news of cases of COVID-19 in the village struck a chord with local residents. Mayor Diana Lockwood shared how the community has responded.
There's, I guess, a greater acceptance that COVID is real now. At the beginning, I don't believe that there was 100% acceptance or even close to that, that it wasn't a hoax. I do believe that everybody is on the same page in that regard. I shouldn't say everybody, most people.
And in this case, the latest update had the total of cases in Salmo and our regional area around 24. And that doesn't really sound like a lot, but considering how small the population of the village is, what concerns do you have regarding the cluster?
I don't have any concerns at this point. November 1st, that's where we get the number 24. That's not new cases, that's a total. We were at 23 for a very long time and it went up to 24. I believe that everybody that has been positive has been really good in isolating and not making this go bigger. It could have went wildfire through our community, and it didn't. So it showed the responsibility of the ones that did have it.
Now, the focus in the village of Salmo, like the rest of BC, is about wearing masks.
The biggest debate is whether the safety of a mask will make it that you don't get COVID or you do get COVID. It comes down to the mask, whether it's good or not good, or that it will help or not help. And what the mask has showed in the very recent times is that our flus, the influenza that usually is going through our community and everybody else's community at this particular time, doesn't seem to be as high. People staying away, people washing their hands more frequently, and people wearing masks, whether it's out of respect for somebody else's health or wanting to protect themselves, is, I think, the biggest reason that we don't have a greater influenza. So that also helps with keeping COVID away.
Considering how the cluster began with social gatherings, the mayor also spoke about the upcoming holiday season.
This is going to be one of the hardest most difficult season in many different ways. And I'm really asking people if they can hunker down, let's get through this Christmas season, let's not do these big gatherings, so we can be doing our due diligence in making sure that we don't bring this back into our community.
Dr. Goodison had some similar advice regarding the upcoming holidays that can apply to all of us in the Interior Health region.
I think the important thing that we're recognizing is obviously social connectivity, which is what we all want around these times, puts us at risk of transmitting or acquiring viruses, including SARS-CoV-2. So our message really is that at this time, as we're seeing our cases increase across BC, across IH, and in some of our small communities, this is the time to stay close, to stay in our household bubbles. And when we're going out in public spaces, to keep our distance, wear a mask when we can't, and not to attend these social gatherings at this time.